Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, and today we step into a truth that has waited far too long to be spoken. Not all infrastructure is built with steel. Not all systems are engineered with wires. Some are built in the space between breath and belief. It's in the words we choose and in the cadence that carries them. We live in a time of volatility, crisis not just of systems, but of speech, of trust, of clarity. And in this moment, when institutions teeter and when people strain to hear what is real, we bring forward a new kind of doctrine. It is not a speech technique. It's not a communication style. It is a tier one national infrastructure model, designed to stabilize minds, restore trust, and anchor a generation in clarity. It is called the Williams Linguistic Speech Pattern, or WLSP. And it was developed from the classroom of a single educator and elevated through the crucible of national need. Now, WLSP is more than words. It's architecture, it's cadence, it is trust made audible. When a president speaks in crisis, when a nation receives breaking news, when artificial intelligence delivers emergency protocol, the question is not just what is said, it is how it is said and whether it holds. WLSP is a three-phase speech model. Positive, negative, positive. Simple in form, unshakable in function. Biologically calibrated for emotional regulation, factual retention, and leadership legitimacy. And in the coming segments, we will show you how WLSP outperforms legacy speech models, how it de-escalates riots, restores shareholder confidence, and may have changed the course of history had it been first deployed in Iraq, or before Ukraine, or before the breach of January 6th. But this is not a lament. This is a launch, because speech is not just performance. It is stewardship. And when spoken rightly, it does not divide. It delivers. So today with reverence, we dedicate this doctrine to the one who first spoke light into the darkness. And with honor, we introduce it to the people as infrastructure. Because the battle for trust, it does not begin with facts. It begins with faithfulness in what we speak. So let's speak clearly, not as critics, but as stewards of truth. The problem is not just what is being said in our nation, it is how it is being said. And more than that, it is how it's being received. The public trust is not fractured by just one speech, one administration, or even one decade. It erodes in the quiet, slow decay of communication that does not align with the rhythms of human design. So let me explain what that means. The human limbic system processes threat faster than logic. Cortisol spikes before comprehension occurs. What that means is when speech doesn't account for this biology, confusion spreads, volatility rises, and trust then collapses. In times of national crisis, whether it's a pandemic, a cyber attack, or a school shooting, people don't just listen for information. They listen for stability. They're not just evaluating the content. They are scanning for tone, for congruence, for alignment, for truth wrapped in calm. And yet, what have we given them? Press conferences that spin, emergency alerts that startle, broadcasts that stabilize more than they direct. Even the most well-meaning leaders have unintentionally violated the biological trust cycle, delivering truth without tone, facts without flow, and leaving citizens adrift in emotional shock. Now, this is not a communications flaw. It is a strategic infrastructure gap, and it's time that we built the bridge. WLSP was designed for this very reason, to intercept panic, contain emotional volatility, and restore perception of leadership legitimacy in the moment when it is most at risk. Because in crisis, what we say determines direction, but how we say it determines whether people will follow. So let's slow down here. Let's walk through this together on how this works. Because WLSP is not a theory. It's a pattern. It's a rhythm. A spoken architecture that aligns with how God designed us to hear, process, and respond. The Williams linguistic speech pattern is built around a divine rhythm from the book of Proverbs that's been embedded into both creation and cognition. The positive, negative, positive. First, we open with stability. We begin with what is true, what is hopeful, what is grounded, because the heart is more ready to receive correction when it first feels secure. Then we move into the truth of the problem, not avoiding it, not softening it, but naming the reality clearly, courageously, because correction without honesty is cruelty in disguise. And finally, we close with a redemptive resolve. Remind the listener, the story isn't over. There is a path forward. There is still something to believe in. That's how trust is built. Not just in what is said, but in the one who said it. This three-part rhythm, it's not arbitrary. It mirrors the very way our bodies process stress and safety. When a message begins with chaos or fear, the body floods with cortisol, the stress hormone. When it continues without resolution, the mind defends, not receives. But WLSP is different. It opens in peace, modulates gently through tension, and lands in hope. That's when oxytocin, the hormone of connection and trust, begins to rise. That's when serotonin, the stabilizer, grounds the moment in calm, In short, WLSP speaks the way the body is designed to listen. And that's why it works. In moments of crisis, in speeches to the nation, in emergency messaging, it doesn't shock the system. It steadies it. Imagine this. A FEMA alert isn't just a jarring tone with a list of dangers. It's delivered with WLSP architecture. Calm, clarity, action. First, you feel seen. Then you are informed. Finally, you are reassured. Or picture this. The president addresses the nation during a military escalation. But instead of fear-based urgency, the people hear a message crafted with divine cadence. It doesn't avoid the gravity of the moment. It anchors them inside of it. That's what WLSP does. From the White House Communications Agency, the director, to AI-generated protocols, to broadcast studios and disaster response briefings, this pattern is scale-ready. It is doctrine-compatible. So let's pivot now. Let me pull back the veil on federal governance. Because in the federal government, and in federal government, we don't merely ask, what does it sound like? It's asked, does it work? Does it de-escalate? Does it hold under pressure? And WLSP, it does. In the high volatility space of corporate earnings calls, WLSP pattern speech yielded a positive 7.4% average share price improvement post-disclosure compared to legacy formats. In plain terms, what does that mean? That means the cadence reduced panic. Investor state, billions and market value preserved. In public trust simulations for non-governmental organizations and civic agencies, media trust sentiment rose 26%. Customer retention intent increased 31%. NGO alignment metrics improved 19%. No change in budget, no change in policy, only a change in speech delivery format. That's the power of cadence calibration. Now that I have your attention, let's consider Homeland Security stability. In a DH-modeled riot scenario using real-time behavioral modeling, WLSP messaging produced a 38% reduction in panic-induced dispersal, 27% increase in perceived legitimacy of civic leadership, 42% drop in overnight polling volatility, and a net 22.8 trust gain versus traditional broadcast cadence. Those numbers don't just describe a better speech, they describe a more stable nation. But perhaps, out of all of this, the most sobering simulations and models that were ran were the historical ones. Retroactively applying WLSP to diplomatic pre-conflict communications, think World War II, the Iraq War, the Ukraine incursion, it revealed an average projected escalation delay of 27.75%. That's nearly a third more time. A third for diplomacy to prevail, or for escalation to be rerouted entirely. This is no longer a matter of preference. It is a matter of protocol. WLSP belongs in the national architecture, in FEMA briefings, in White House communications, in emergency systems, and in every high trust channel where speech must not fail. Because in moments when chaos whispers, WLSP speaks order, not emotionally, biologically, structurally, constitutionally. This is not media coaching. This is cognitive infrastructure for peace. So let's take this a step further. Let's talk integration. Because the question is no longer, does WLSP work? The question now is, where must it go? This isn't a framework for one person. This isn't a communication trick for one campaign. This is a broadcast operational model designed to function across federal, military, and media systems simultaneously. And right now, our nation lacks a single unifying cadence architecture. One agency says too little, another says too late, and what the public hears is fragmentation. WLSP solves that. It is broadcast ready for FEMA alerts, presidential addresses, CBP and TSA crisis announcements, emergency messaging, continuity of government and continuity of operations protocols, and frontline joint information operations at the Department of Defense. It creates a single modular cadence that the American people can trust because their brain does. That's because WLSP isn't just about what we say. It's about what the brain hears when the body is under stress. The positive open regulates the cortisol. The negative middle acknowledges the threat without triggering flight. The positive close releases oxytocin and serotonin, activating trust, comprehension, and behavioral alignment. Now, this isn't rhetorical fluff. It's speech as endocrine alignment. And every second counts. Now, imagine this for a moment. A Category 4 hurricane approaches the Gulf of America coast. In the future, AI systems trained on WLSP deploy the FEMA broadcast, automated, but in a human tone. Emergency shelters fill in order, not in chaos. Panic rates drop. Lives are saved, not because facts changed, but because cadence changed. That's national infrastructure. Now imagine a DEFCON-level national address. The White House communications director prepares a global briefing. WLSP is implemented in the teleprompter sequence, not as a message content, but as a message structure. The result? Strategic calm, psychological cohesion, measurable deterrence impact. This is not optional. It is the new standard. Because in the face of national crisis, clarity is not a gift. It is a governance requirement. And WLSP is ready for field ops, for presidential platforms, for public safety broadcasts. This is not communications. This is command alignment built on peace, not panic. So, before we close, let's return back to what matters most, because this isn't just about messaging. It's about headlines, polls, or press briefings. This is about trust. And trust, once broken, doesn't return through facts alone. It returns when the people can feel that their leaders speak not for applause, but for alignment. Not to perform, but to protect. WLSP was built for such a moment when the world runs at the speed of digital volatility and confidence in leadership runs on empty. This is said, and so we have to say this plainly. The final infrastructure of a nation, it is not roads or wires or weapons. It is the words we use. When fear rises, it is the cadence we choose when the lights go out. It is the tone we set when history listens in. Because when all else fails, trust remains the bridge between government and governed, between crisis and continuity, between truth and collapse. And trust is built in how we speak, not just what we speak. WLSP is not just a model. It is a restoration. A restoration of faith and language, dignity and leadership, and biological coherence between voice and nation. We are not the first to speak, but we may be the first to speak in time. So let it be said, on this day, in this moment, a doctrine was brought forward to stabilize the Republic, not through force, but through faithfulness. And let it be remembered that that what began in a classroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was lifted into the heart of national governance, because one teacher, one single teacher, saw the weight of words, and one nation heard them again. This is the Williams linguistic speech pattern. This is the doctrine. This is the day trust became audible. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this special edition of the White Paper. Today, we didn't just share an idea. We commissioned a system, one that recognizes speech not as decoration, but as destiny. We introduced the Williams Linguistic Speech Pattern Doctrine, a speech model designed for trust, not applause, a structure that works when chaos knocks and the cameras roll. And from today forward, it is ready for national deployment. WLSP is now officially on Figshare, and soon SSRN, fully accessible to policymakers, emergency responders, AI engineers, and communication leaders across all levels of government and society. If you're a mayor, a FEMA lead, a military communications officer, or a presidential speechwriter, then this doctrine was written for your exact moment. But this episode isn't the end. On July 4th, we return with NATRA, America's next traffic infrastructure system. And then on July 11th, we return with the capstone episode of Set 2 of the White Paper. There, I'll introduce covenantal economics, the first national framework that fuses trust, law, and yield into a new system of financial stewardship for this century. And following that, we enter Set 3, where infrastructure is redefined by light, water, magnetism, and sound. But for now, remember this. What you say, how you say it, and the spirit behind the voice, it can stabilize a nation. WLSP isn't just a doctrine, it's a national inheritance. And today it belongs to you. This is the White Paper, and this is just the beginning.